DeepEnglish.com. Tall, dark, and handsome. Active speaking, part A. Warren Harding's passions were fishing, poker, drinking, and womanizing. What were Warren Harding's passions? Warren Harding's passions were fishing, poker, drinking, and womanizing. He didn't seem to be a man of great ambition, but somehow he became the 29th president of the United States. Did Harding have a lot of ambition? No, Harding didn't have a lot of ambition. Was he the 25th president of the United States? No, he wasn't the 25th president of the United States. He was the 29th president of the United States. His rise to the highest office in U.S. politics began one day in 1899 in an Ohio hotel lobby. When did his rise to power begin? His rise to power began one day in 1899. Was he in an Ohio hotel lobby? Yes, he was in an Ohio hotel lobby. Harding was a small-town newspaper editor who was running for a position in the Ohio State Senate. What was Harding's job? His job was a small-town newspaper editor. Was he running for a position in the Ohio State Senate? Yes, he was running for a position in the Ohio State Senate. On that fateful day, he sat down in the lobby to have his shoes shined. What was he doing in the lobby? He was sitting down in the lobby to have his shoes shined. Sitting next to him was a man who had become one of the most powerful backroom fixers in U.S. politics. Was he sitting next to one of the most powerful backroom fixers in U.S. politics? Well, yes, he was sitting next to a man who would become one of the most powerful backroom fixers in U.S. politics. Harry Dougherty was an Ohio lobbyist and a shrewd power broker. Was Harding an Ohio lobbyist? No, Harding wasn't an Ohio lobbyist. Dougherty was an Ohio lobbyist. Was Dougherty also a shrewd power broker? Yes, Dougherty was also a shrewd power broker. He took one look at Warren Harding and he saw an opportunity. What did he see in Harding? In Harding, he saw an opportunity. While Harding was a man of unremarkable intellect and ambition, he looked like a man of power and influence. Did Harding have a remarkable intellect? No, Harding didn't have a remarkable intellect. How did Harding look? Harding looked like a man of power and influence. He was classically tall, dark, and handsome. He spoke with a deep, warm voice, his skin was tan, his shoulders were broad, and he was tall. Was he tall, dark, and handsome? Yes, he was tall, dark, and handsome. How did he speak? He spoke with a deep, warm voice. How did his skin look? His skin was tan. What about his shoulders? His shoulders were broad. Was he tall or short? He was tall. Despite Harding's lack of ambition, Dougherty pushed him from local politics to national politics. Who pushed Harding from local politics to national politics? Dougherty pushed Harding from local politics to national politics. Harding's career as a U.S. Senator in Washington, D.C. was equally unremarkable. Was Harding's career as a U.S. Senator remarkable or unremarkable? His career as a U.S. Senator was unremarkable. He was absent during votes on two of the most important issues of his time, the ban on alcohol and women's right to vote. Did he vote on the ban on alcohol? No, he didn't vote on the ban on alcohol. Did he vote on women's right to vote? No, he didn't vote on women's right to vote. Despite this, as he grew older and his hair grayed, he started to look more and more the image of a distinguished politician. What happened as he grew older and his hair grayed? As he grew older and his hair grayed, he started to look more and more the image of a distinguished politician. One of his supporters once yelled, Why, the son of a bitch looks like a senator. What did one of his supporters yell? One of his supporters once yelled, "Why, the son of a bitch looks like a senator." Not only did he look like a senator, but he also looked like a president. What did Harding look like? Harding looked like a senator and a president. Not unlike today, backroom fixers like Daugherty controlled much of U.S. politics. Who controls much of U.S. politics? Backroom fixers like Daugherty control much of U.S. politics. While Harding was an unremarkable politician, Daugherty and the other Republican Party bosses saw an opportunity in Harding. Who saw an opportunity in Harding? Daugherty and the other Republican Party bosses saw an opportunity in Harding. Here was a man who was mild enough to be easily manipulated and good-looking enough to become president. What did they think about Harding? They thought he was mild enough to be easily manipulated and good-looking enough to become president.